Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Social and Economic Networks by Matthew O. Jackson is an academic book of economics and social science that explains how relationships between people, firms, and institutions shape behavior and outcomes. It introduces the study of networks as a formal field and draws on economics, sociology, computer science, physics, and mathematics to show why network structure matters. Rather than treating social interaction as background context, the book argues that patterns of connection help determine choices such as employment, consumption, voting, cooperation, and information flow. Jackson presents the basic tools used to analyze networks, including measures of centrality, clustering, degree distribution, and connected components, while also covering models of how networks form. The book is designed both as a textbook and as a reference for students and researchers, making it useful for readers who want a rigorous introduction to network science and its implications for social and economic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, networks as a structural explanation for behavior and outcomes. A central idea of the book is that individual behavior cannot be understood fully without looking at the network around the individual. Jackson shows that relationships influence access to jobs, ideas, products, and political influence. So outcomes are often shaped by where a person sits in a web of ties rather than by personal traits alone. This perspective changes the way social and economic problems are analyzed. Inequality, diffusion, and coordination are not just about isolated agents, but about how they are connected. The book emphasizes that network structure is not an accidental backdrop. It is a causal environment that can amplify some advantages, block opportunities, and shape collective patterns across entire communities and markets. Secondly, the interdisciplinary toolkit behind modern network analysis. The book stands out for bringing together methods and ideas from several disciplines into a single framework. Jackson does not confine networks to sociology or economics alone. He shows how computer science, physics, and mathematics contribute concepts and tools for studying connectivity. This interdisciplinary approach matters because real networks display patterns that require both theory and measurement. Readers encounter ideas such as degree distribution, clustering, community structure, eigenvector centrality, and the giant component, each of which helps describe a different aspect of how a network functions. The value of this toolkit is practical as well as theoretical. It gives readers a way to compare networks, identify influential nodes, and understand how information or influence may spread through a system. Thirdly, random graph models and strategic models of network formation. Jackson devotes major attention to how networks come into existence, not only how they behave once formed. The book contrasts random graph-based approaches with strategic models of network formation, offering two different lenses on why connections appear where they do. Random models help explain broad statistical regularities, while strategic models focus on the incentives and choices of individuals who decide whether to link with others. This distinction is important because networks are often partly the result of chance and partly the result of deliberate action. By presenting both perspectives, the book helps readers see why some networks are sparse, clustered, or highly unequal in degree. It also makes clear that the structure of a network reflects underlying rules, incentives, and constraints, not merely the number of people involved. Fourthly, homophily, clustering, and the persistence of social structure. Another important theme is the way similar people connect with one another and how local patterns of connection create broader social structure. The book discusses homophily, the tendency for people to form ties with others who resemble them in attributes such as background, interests, or status. Jackson links this to clustering and community structure, showing how local preferences can generate densely connected groups that are relatively separated from others. These patterns help explain why networks often reproduce divisions rather than erase them. Homophily can improve trust and communication inside groups, but it can also limit exposure to new information and reinforce inequality across communities. By analyzing these mechanisms, the book moves beyond simple descriptions of social similarity and shows how network formation can lock in durable social patterns over time. Lastly, why network position matters for diffusion, influence, and policy. The book repeatedly returns to the consequences of network position for real-world processes such as diffusion, coordination, and influence. Some nodes become especially important because they are centrally located or connect otherwise distant parts of the network, which affects how quickly information or behavior spreads. Jackson explains that measures such as centrality are useful because they capture more than the number of contacts a person has. They can identify who has leverage in a system. This has implications for public policy, business strategy, and institutional design. For example, interventions may be more effective if they target key connectors rather than random participants. The book, therefore, treats networks not only as descriptive objects, but also as systems, structure outcomes, and where understanding position can improve decisions. In conclusion, Social and Economic Networks is best suited for readers who want a serious, structured introduction to network science from an economics perspective. Students in economics, sociology, public policy, mathematics, computer science, and related fields will benefit most, especially those looking for a book that combines conceptual clarity with analytical rigor. It is also valuable for researchers who need a compact guide to the core vocabulary and modeling approaches used in network studies. The main practical benefit of the book is that it teaches readers how to think about influence, connection, and structure as measurable features that affect behavior and outcomes. Intellectually, it helps readers move from intuition about social ties to formal analysis of how networks form and function. What distinguishes it from many other books in the field is its balance of breadth and discipline. It surveys multiple methods and literatures, without losing focus on the economic significance of networks. It is not merely descriptive, and it is not limited to abstract theory. It shows how network structure becomes a central explanation for social and economic life. If you would like to support Matthew O. Jackson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.